During the late 19th century, South Jersey had only a few small cemeteries that would accept African Americans. Along the White Horse Pike, in the town of Lawnside, Camden County, New Jersey, there nestled in the trees and shrubbery is Mount Peace Cemetery, which was established in 1902 just for that purpose.
Sure is busy out here along the White Horse Pike with all the stores and traffic. It wasn't like that years ago when Mount Peace Cemetery was founded. Let's take a walk and see what stories the headstones tell us.
What a cool name, Mount Peace. How did it get that name? Who takes care of it? Where's Aunt Elvira's grave? Look at all those old tombstones lined
up. Whoa, slow down. This is a place where African Americans could bury their dead and they could finally be at peace. It was badly needed. For many years, even cemeteries were segregated, and most would not allow blacks to be buried there. This cemetery was established by a group of African-American men who came together in 1901 and formed the Mount Peace Cemetery and Funeral Directing Company.
Look at that great big white gravestone. Whose grave is that?
The big white stone is a marker for John Lawson. He won the Congressional Medal of Honor for Bravery in 1864 during the Civil War. All of those graves that look alike are military graves. The sad thing is that we don't know where John Lawson is really buried because his original grave marker is gone. A few years ago, a group of concerned folks got together to make sure that his service and bravery are remembered by future generations and put up this new marker. This wall that you see here was built when the White Horse Pike was paved, and they put in curbs and sidewalks, along with a gate and a sign that had the name of the cemetery on it. They've been burying people here since the day it opened, and they are still burying people here. Between 1931 and 1959, Mount Peace Cemetery received the remains of more than 3,500 people for burial. These folks came from lots of different places, such as Baltimore, New York, Philadelphia, Trenton, Woodbury, Camden, and even as far away as Monrovia, Liberia, in Africa.
Wow, people from all those places are buried here? That's amazing. Now tell me more about John Lawson and all of those graves that look alike.
Over the years, Mount Peace Cemetery has received the remains of many important African American residents. These include veterans who served their country by serving in the military. There are close to 100 Civil War soldiers and sailors buried here. The other markers are for veterans that served in other conflicts, from the Spanish-American War to Vietnam.
Now about John Lawson. Navy Landsman John Lawson is buried in Mount Peace. The Congressional Medal of Honor was awarded to him on the 31st day of December 1864 for gallant and meritorious conduct in action while serving on the frigate USS Hartford during the Battle of Mobile Bay. Mr. Lawson lived until he was 81 years old and was buried here in 1919.
Wow, Mr. Lawson got a Medal of Honor way back then? Are you serious? I didn't know they had all those military graves here. There sure are a lot of them.
Well, let's see if we can find Aunt Elvira's grave. Grandma said she was at the fork in the road over by a large tree. There's the fork over there. That gas station and storage area wasn't there before. I believe it was right in that area. There was no headstone. Many folks buried here couldn't afford them, and over the years, headstones that were here have been removed, destroyed, or stolen.
Looks like that big tree is gone too.
No one knows for sure how many runaway slaves lived in Lawnside in the years prior to the Civil War and the end of chattel slavery, and were later buried here. Stories handed down through the years tell us that many of those buried here escaped bondage thanks to the Underground Railroad.
Well, I wish we could have found Aunt Elvira's grave, but I still learned a lot, though. Wait, Pop-Pop. Look at what it says on the gravestone of Sarah. Whom danger could not daunt, nor sophistry perplex, nor pain subdue. What does that mean?
Well, Lawnside in Camden County was a major route for slaves escaping from the South on the Underground Railroad. This is the grave of Sarah Robinson, who stayed in Lawnside after her escape and lived here with her husband Charles until she passed away in 1885. I have a feeling there are a lot of folks buried here that found sanctuary in Lawnside. And I'm sure that Sarah's family, along with all of the soldiers and local residents, were happy for the establishment of Mount Peace Cemetery, so that they finally had a place to rest in peace among their family and loved ones.
That was really cool. Thanks for spending time with me. Coming here was a history lesson better than any classroom.
All right, let's get you home before Mom and Dad get worried. Maybe next week we'll take a walk over to the Peter Mott House, but that's a story for another day.
This project is made possible thanks to a grant from the Garden State Historic Preservation Trust Fund, administered by the New Jersey Historic Trust, and the support of the Camden County Improvement Authority and the Camden County Board of Chosen Freeholders. Stay tuned for other podcasts that explore South Jersey's historic past.